The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off. Mike joins us. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Nothing, man. You getting blown off by somebody?
Well, I don't know. I hope not. But I met this girl, Jenna. I actually met her at Grave Diggers Ball.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, the party was awesome. It was definitely the best one yet.
Oh, yeah, and we think so, too. It was
had a really good time.
Yeah, that's so nice. So I'm glad you met somebody out there.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I went with my boys and my roommates and met this girl, Jenna, and like, she was so hot. And she had this, like, slutty nurse, some type of outfit, you know.
Yeah.
Something that type
that's
of
the best kind of nurse.
Yeah, everything was slutty.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But, you know, she was looked quite appetizing. But anyway.
Ew.
Well, that's weird.
Okay. So what happened next?
So, you know, we were all hanging out there, having a good time.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to go to me and my roommate's place. And it was two of her friends as well. So we were all chilling at my place.
Yeah.
And, you know, things went pretty nicely throughout the night. We continued to hang out, get drinks, and, we hooked up that night.
Yeah.
It was great.
Okay.
And, the next morning I made sure that I got her number, you know, saw her off. And, then the next day, tried to follow up with a text, like, hey, had a great time. Nothing.
Huh.
The next day, you know, I just kept trying to text her and just have completely not heard anything back. But we had a great time.
Huh.
So you haven't heard from her since Saturday?
No, not since Saturday. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a crazy, but we just had such a great time. I'm surprised that I'm not hearing anything.
Okay,
right.
No, yeah, that is weird. Have you tried calling the slutty hospital to see if she's maybe there?
No.
No, okay, all right, because she was a slutty nurse.
Yeah, no, I got it. Thank you very much. I think he did, too.
Just checking. All right, well, I'm sorry, what was her name again, Mike?
Jenna.
All right, well, why don't we call Jenna? You have her number, right?
Yeah.
All right, give us her number here in just a second. We'll call her. We'll see if she answers for us, and maybe we can figure out why, after hooking up with you after Gravedigger's Ball, she's now blowing you off. Mike, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, listen carefully. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Jenna.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, girl. It's Mark Kay and... what's wrong?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Thank you for not hanging up immediately.
Oh, my God. Mark and Megan from the Big 8?
Oh, my God. That's us. Yes.
Hi.
Oh, I met you guys this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to the Gravedigger's Ball. How cool. What's up?
Oh, my God. We totally went to the Gravedigger's Ball, too.
I was a slutty nurse.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Enough about me, though.
Anyways, Jenna, we were actually calling because we wanted to ask you about this dude that you met at the Gravedigger's Ball.
Not me.
Okay.
His name's Mike. Do you remember Mike?
Yeah. How do you guys know about him?
Well, he actually got in touch with us and told us that you guys hung out and had a great night together. And he's kind of confused why you don't want to respond to any of his texts or calls.
Yeah. He'd like to, you know, see you again.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, he's nuts. I mean, he texted my mom.
He texted your mom?
What do you mean?
Yeah. He texted my mom. Like, how creepy is that?
How does he have your mom's phone number?
He was pretending to be me on my phone, and she was trying to get a hold of me, and so he texts her from my phone.
Okay, wait, I told you about that, though.
What?
I told you, it's Mike, I told you about that, I told you that.
Oh my God, he's on the phone? No, Mike, I do not want to talk to you, you're a freak. Like, why did you put me on the phone with him? This isn't cool.
I told you your mother kept texting.
I don't know why. Even your voice just freaks me out. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
You know that's bad.
Yeah, I've been there. Jenna, what was it he texted your mom? Mike, why did you text her mom? Or how did you text her mom?
Jenna was passed out. It was the morning after, and she was passed out. I was awake, and her phone kept buzzing, just kept going. So it was like 3 calls, 7 texts. So it could have been an emergency or something. So I looked at her phone. It was right there, and it was her mom. And her mom kept saying, "Hey, give me a call, this, that, the other." And she just kept, she needed something.
Right.
So I tried to wake Jenna up. Jenna was not budging, was not waking up. So I just grabbed her phone and I texted back her mom. I said, "Hey, mom, just woke up. I'll call you later."
But
You legitimately pretended to be her?
Yeah, I thought I was helping out.
Why would you not, like, wake her up, though? Like, why would you think it was okay to grab her phone to respond to her mom?
I tried to wake her up. She was passed out. I mean, we had been drinking. You know, she was passed out.
Yeah, but I mean, she was going to wake up eventually, so.
Yeah, don't you see how crazy that is? I mean, he touched my stuff. Like, who does that? He picks up my phone, texts my mom, and promises to call her back. I mean, she called me all freaked out later, yelling at me and telling me I never called her, and I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of weird. You don't really know her that well, Mike, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking she's going to look at her text messages during the day, so see that her mom text messaged or how many times her mom called. And
Touch my stuff. Just don't touch my stuff. That's none of your business.
Okay, don't touch my stuff. We were doing a lot more touching of stuff throughout the night. Like, come on.
Right, but that did involve her mother. Well, Mike, you said you told. Did he not tell you that he did that, Jenna? Because you said, Mike, you told her.
I told Jenna, I was like, look, you got a lot of text messages, so you might want to check your phone. That's so I told her that she should look at her phone.
But you didn't tell her you responded to her mom.
I thought she would see that. I mean, come on. We're always on our phones.
And
you're always on other people's phones. So it's great.
You know, Mike, you'd make a great personal assistant, by the way.
Yeah, for real.
I thought I was helping out. I don't think it's that crazy.
All right. Well, listen, Jenna, is there any chance you'd maybe like to see him again if he promises to keep his hands off your stuff? I mean, your cell phone?
Your phone. Let's be specific.
I mean, it's just, like, it's so much more than that. I mean, that's so possessive and creepy. Like, if he already feels comfortable doing that when he barely knows me, like, what else is he going to do?
Maybe, like, take out a loan with your social security number or something?
Yes. Right? Exactly.
It's only a few days away.
Yeah. All right, so basically.
No, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Okay, all right.
I'm so extreme. I'm a nice guy. We had a great time. I don't get how texting your mom. Like, people would like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm being responsible.
I like when my wife texts my mom back, I'm like, thank God you did it because I didn't want to talk to you. All right, hang on one second. Maybe that's just me. Hang on one second, you two.
A little different.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.